Tonight, FX premieres the season 2 finale of Fargo. Critics love the show. On Thursday, it grabbed 3 Golden Globe nominations. Fargo's creator, Noah Hawley, didn't use any of the characters from the Coen brothers' classic film, but he created new storylines within the same world. Joining us now to talk about the show is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
First off, bring us up to speed here. What's different this season from last in Fargo?
What isn't different? Well, basically, the story takes place 30 years in the past from what we saw in the first season of Fargo. And it's centered on a character who was sort of a tertiary character in the first season of Fargo, Lou Salverson. He was a diner owner in the first season, but he is a police officer in this second season. He had made references in the first season to a time when there was a huge massacre, and the second season of Fargo basically tells that story.
So the second season has a completely different storyline than the first and totally new characters. Is this nonlinear narrative a trend?
Certainly, other shows are trying to do this. HBO's True Detective failed spectacularly in this effort. They tried to recreate the show with a different set of characters. Now, Fargo's second season is not quite the same thing. We have characters at different ages, right? So we had Lou Salverson from the first season as a young man, and there was a character in the first season who was a female police officer. We see her as a child. So there are some characters that carry over, but they're much younger, and they're on a much different trajectory than we saw them in the first season.
But why do you think True Detective failed where Fargo succeeds?
True Detective, number one, I think tried too much. It basically tried to create a totally different TV show with the same name. Yeah. Fargo has done a much better job of maintaining a very consistent atmosphere that filled the first season and also fills the second season. True Detective didn't do anything like that. We had to learn all new characters and somehow find them interesting. And then on top of all of that, True Detective didn't execute its story very well. The story was boring. The story was overly complicated. Fargo has executed an excellent story, which is really compelling and is filled with great characters.
Well, in Fargo, let's talk about Bokeem Woodbine, the actor. Here he is playing Mike Milligan in season 2.
Isn't that a minor miracle? The state of the world today, the level of conflict and misunderstanding that two men could stand on a lonely road in winter and talk calmly and rationally while all around them people were losing their mind.
The ominous tone and the attempt at kindness. Yeah. I mean, you love his performance. Tell us why.
Right. This is a complex character. Number one, he's African-American, and he's in the middle of this very white environment, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota. It doesn't get whiter than that. He's a gangster, but he's also very intelligent. He's ruthless, but he's also searching for meaning. So it's a character that has many layers, and you wind up rooting for him, even though he's technically the bad guy in the story. And so for all those reasons, it's a great character from the show.
And briefly, Eric, a sense of place continues to play a big part in the success of Fargo, yeah?
Yeah, the atmosphere is, and the setting is almost a character. So that's the one character that remains constant from the first season to the second season. And it's a wonderful world to plunge into.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans on Fargo. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.